Frightened and worried, Connie agreed to bring her son in to meet with the SEC in its Manhattan offices. When he heard that news, Greg, of course, hit the roof. He'd already had one heart attack, Connie explained, and began to review the heart problems all over again, inspiring Greg to mutter something about how he wasn't the person who brought the computer into the house, and so it wasn't his responsibility to deal with this little nuisance. So Connie asked Harold Burke, her boss at the drug company Hoffman LaRoche, where she temped, to go with her and Jonathan. Together they made their way to a long conference table in a big room at 7 World Trade Center. On one side of the table, 5 lawyers and an examiner from the SEC. On the other, a 14-year-old boy, his mother, and a bewildered friend. This is how it began. SEC, does Jonathan's father know he's here today? Mrs. LaBed, yes. SEC, and he approves of having you here? Mrs. LaBed, right, he doesn't want to go. SEC, he's aware you're here? Mrs. LaBed, with Harold. SEC, and that Mr. Burke is here. Mrs. LaBed, he did not want to, this whole thing has upset my husband a lot. He had a heart attack about a year ago, and he gets very, very upset about things. So he really did not want anything to do with it, and I just felt like, Harold said he would help me. The SEC quickly seems to have figured out that they were racing into some strange mental cul-de-sac, and that the mother hadn't the first notion of what her son had been up to. They turned their attention to Jonathan, or, more specifically, his brokerage statements. SEC, can you flip to page 2 of the March 28th through April 24th, 1998 statements? You'll see that on April 16th there are a couple of transactions in a stock called Keytel International Inc. Jonathan, yes. SEC, it appears, Jonathan, that you bought and sold Keytel. You bought it twice and you sold it twice on that day, and the sales were at a loss. Can you explain your trading in this stock for us? Jonathan, I was trying to day trade it for a profit with the momentum that it was having that day. SEC, what do you mean when you say momentum? Jonathan, it was moving up very, very fast that day. I think it doubled that day or something because they announced that they would be selling their music on the internet and stuff. So I just tried to buy it and sell it throughout the day to make money with it. SEC, is there any possibility that you were trying to contribute to some of that momentum by day trading? Jonathan, no, the volume was like real high. My trading wouldn't contribute at all. SEC, what do you mean it wouldn't contribute at all? Jonathan, my trading, it was just like 1,000 shares, and the volume for the day was in the millions. It was trading a lot, so it was not like it would contribute. SEC, are there any instances in which you've engaged in day trading in order to contribute to the momentum of a stock? Jonathan, no. SEC, where did you learn your technique for day trading? Jonathan, just on TV, internet. SEC, what TV shows? Jonathan, CNBC mostly. Basically, CNBC is what I watch all the time. SEC, do you generally make money on day trading? Jonathan, I usually don't day trade. I just try to, since I was home these days and I was very bored, I wanted something to do, so I was just trading constantly. I don't think I was making money. SEC, just looking at your April statement, it looks like the majority of your trading is day trading. Jonathan, I was home a lot that time. Mrs. LaBed, they were on spring vacation that week. Having established and then promptly ignored the boy's chief motive for trading stocks, a desire to escape the tedium of existence, the authorities then sought to discover his approach to attracting attention on the internet. SEC, on the first page, referring to a hard copy of Jonathan's website, stockdogs.com, where it says, our 6 to 12 month outlook, $8. What does that mean? The stock is selling less than 3, but you think it's going to go to 8? Jonathan, that's our outlook for the price to go, based on their earnings potential and a good value ratio. SEC,